Chapter 6. Marigold concentrated on her headstand. School would be through in less than an hour, and Ms. Starr was finishing the day by having everyone practicing being upside down. As she tried to keep from wobbling, Marigold thought about Clyde's party. She had said she'd go, but she was nervous. She had never been to Clyde's house. She and Clyde weren't friends. In fact, Marigold wasn't friends with any typical kids except for Zinnia, because so many of the typical kids had been rude or mean about the UDM kids' talents. And with Marigold in particular, lots of the typical kids were scared of her. Earlier in the year, she'd accidentally shrunk Lacey Clench down to the size of a gerbil. Shrinking Lacey had been a huge mistake, but Marigold had lost her temper after Lacey mocked her hearing aids. Lacey had been taken to the hospital, where it took 10 different shots to regrow her to normal size. She'd had to drink 18 glasses of coconut water to flush her system out. Since then, things had gotten a bit better between the kids with typical magic and the kids with upside-down magic. But Marigold was still surprised to be invited to a party. "Oh," Ms. Starr exclaimed in a surprised voice. "Hello, Layla. Can I help you?" Marigold opened her eyes. Layla stood in the doorway, breathing hard. "I'm here for Marigold," she said. She met Marigold's gaze, and her eyes vibrated with electricity. Layla was a force of nature, or maybe just extremely hyper. "Come on, M. Boogie," she said. "I have fun stuff for us to do." Marigold came out of her headstand. "Hold on," Ms. Starr said. "Marigold, it's not your normal tutoring day." "But I'm here," Layla said. "And since when does a UDM teacher care about normal?" She pushed back a chunk of her blue hair. "Please let her come. M. Boogie, I have a plan for you."
"Well, all right," Ms. Starr said.
"Aces," Layla said, giving Ms. Starr a thumbs up. In the hall, Layla didn't turn toward the library where they'd met before. Instead, she led Marigold right out the front door of the school. Marigold felt lightheaded.
"You got permission for me to leave school?"
Layla looked at her funny.
"Don't worry, I'll get you back before the bell rings."
They walked down the block to the Daily Grind, a cute coffee house. Inside, they sat on an old-fashioned couch with wood trim and velvet upholstery. The menu was posted on a chalkboard above the counter. People were reading and working on laptop computers. It was so grown up.
"What can I get you?" Layla asked.
"Chocolate milk, please," Marigold said, looking at the menu. Then she felt silly for choosing something babyish.
"Hot chocolate with coffee? That's a thing you can get, isn't it?"
Layla nodded. "That's a mocha latte. One sec. My treat." She returned with a large steaming drink for Marigold and a very small ceramic cup filled with black stuff for herself. She saw Marigold's expression and said, "Espresso." She took a sip from the teeny cup. Marigold had never drunk coffee before, except little taster sips. Here was her own coffee drink. Would it be terrible?
Phew, it was delicious, sweet and creamy, with a pretty white milk foam on top.
"What's your plan for me?" she asked Layla.
Layla took another sip of her espresso, then leaned forward across the table. "In the last few years, I've done a ton of research on the magic of making things big and small," she said. "Usually it's fluxer magic. Fluxers always change size when they flux, right?"
"Right.
But the bigger the size change, the harder it is and the more unusual. Lots of people do house cats. Almost all fluxers do. And that does involve getting smaller. But very few people do bugs. They're just so tiny, and it's more common for people to big up than shrink down to the really small sizes. Elephant fluxers aren't actually that unusual, or rhinos. All those tiger ball players can do tigers, and some of them weigh 650 pounds.
It's a tough flux, but not exactly rare.
My friend Nori can do mosquito and elephant, said Marigold.
Well, only mixed up with other animals, but she can do them. Then she's a super rare fluxer, said Layla. Most people do medium-sized animals, and they only go really big or really small, but not both. Tiger ball players don't do caterpillars. People's natural talent is usually for one or the other. Anyway, my own magic has always been labeled upside down without a category, like yours. But in grad school, I had a revelation. I'm a fluxer. Just, I don't do any animals. Instead, I just flux my own body.
Oh, cool, said Marigold.
I can make myself big or I can make myself small. Take, for example, my foot. At this, Layla's foot, and the sneaker it wore, became enormous. Then it shrank down to the size of a doll foot, while the rest of her leg remained normal size, starting at the ankle. Or I can make my hands big or small, whatever I like. I can grow my nose if I want it longer, or my hair. Layla's short blue hair thickened and stretched out all the way to her waist where it remained. And I can sustain it. But it takes effort, just like fluxing does. Fluxers don't stay in animal shapes all day, just the way flyers don't stay up in the air all the time. Too much work.
Totally.
But my magic is different from fluxing in one key way. I can affect other people's bodies. I can big them up or shrink them, whereas typical fluxers can't do anything to other people's bodies. Now think, which of the five Fs can do things to other people's bodies?
Flickers, answered Marigold,
and certain flyers.
Well done. Flickers can turn a variety of things invisible. Small animals, objects, buildings, even other people.
Layla gave a nod. So there's a way my magic is related to flickering as well.
I think I have fitting magic, Marigold said. Not one of the five Fs at all. I fit things to a different size.
You're an original thinker, kid. I like it, said Layla. I've studied other kinds of size-changing magic. Some of them don't seem to be fluxing and flickering at all.
Marigold smiled. Layla took her seriously.
Now, said Layla, I dug into some of my notebooks this morning, and I think I found a technique for bigging up that might work for you. Not the same as what I do, more related to some of those rarer size-changing magics. Let me be sure I understand. You can shrink, but you can't big up. And you shrink things by accident sometimes, right?
Right. Though I do it less than I used to because of studying upside-down magic techniques with Ms. Starr, said Marigold.
That a girl. Now, I want you to take a picture of yourself in your mind. Make it a picture of your whole body, cool clothes and all. Taking up space. Being awesome. Okay?
Okay.
Marigold took a mental snapshot of herself. Now, said Layla, we need to choose something to big up. She took another sip of her espresso and looked around. She grabbed the heavy hoodie Marigold had been wearing under her jacket.
Perfect. We'll big this up.
Add the hoodie to your mental snapshot and then enlarge the snapshot in your head. We do it on computers all the time, right? We make something bigger, so you can do it in your head. Give it a shot.
Should I enlarge the whole snapshot, me included? Marigold asked. Or just the hoodie?
Oh, right. Just the hoodie, Layla rolled her fingers to say. Go on, then.
Marigold did.
In her mind, she made the hoodie bigger than everything else in her mental snapshot. Her head began to tingle, and her fingers began to buzz the way they did before she shrank something.
Okay, now. When you shrink things, you let the magic out of your fingers, right?
Yes.
When you big up, you're going to let this big snapshot swoop out your forehead, like a bubble, okay?
Marigold imagined the big snapshot as a bubble, ready to burst. She directed the bubble and imagined throwing it hard. Swoop!
Em, Boogie, you did it! Layla cried.
The tingling in Marigold's head and fingers stopped. She looked at the sweatshirt. The sleeves were definitely longer. It looked bulkier, too. She hadn't bigged it up a ton, but she had bigged it. She really had.
Excellent, Layla said. I mean, seriously, I am amazing. She grabbed Marigold's hand.
And you are, too. You bigged something up, Em Boogie.
Layla jumped up. Major progress today, right? Okay, I got a motor. She tossed back the last of her espresso. I'll see you next week. You can make it back to school on your own, right?
Marigold nodded.
Rock on. Keep practicing, but only on objects. Don't big up anything alive until I teach you. And call me anytime if you have problems. Always happy to help.
Layla left. Marigold realized she didn't have Layla's number. The cafe seemed suddenly empty. Marigold looked around. People were still reading their books and working on their laptops. She took a few sips of her mocha and glowed. She could big up. There had been a change in her magic. Finally, she stood and put on the sweatshirt, then her jacket. As she walked back to school, she pulled the long sleeves of the bigged-up sweatshirt over her hands, turning them into mittens. School was letting out when Marigold returned. Everyone poured out of the building and into the chilly afternoon.
We're going to get the bus to Brilliant Ned's so we can buy more dregs, Willa said, stopping to catch Marigold's arm. Everyone's going. Want to come? I have some money.
Oh! Willa squealed, looking at Marigold's sweatshirt sleeves.
Did you make that bigger? At your tutoring?
I bigged it up, Marigold said.
Wow! Willa hugged Marigold. That's a huge step with your magic. I'm so happy for you.
Marigold was happy, too. They linked arms and headed off to Brilliant Ned's.